According to the latest polls, it's Friday, and that means it's again time for one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the things they like to consume in reading, listening, watching, tasting, and smelling. And this time it's the turn of composer and deep listening practitioner Susan Ganey to share with us her Culturefile likes.
My name is Susan Ganey, and I'm a composer, sound artist, and improviser from County Kerry. A book and a series that I have been enjoying is My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferranti. I recently started watching the series My Brilliant Friend, the first season, and I was just absolutely blown away by it. It really captures 1950s Naples, and through that I became invested in the books as well, and it kind of follows the relationship of two girls growing up in that environment and that kind of that political upheaval and everything. So it's just incredible because it really focuses in on their relationship, and you know, it's painfully truthful at times as well, but it really is intense kind of look at that female friendship and how it evolves and shapeshifts over time. And I'm really, really enjoying it. And it's kind of something the books have... I started with the series and now the books have kind of taken over, and she's a beautiful writer. Yeah, I do listen to podcasts. I always kind of have them on in the background. But I think, you know, my original discovery of podcasts was through Radiolab, and it was probably the most magical time of podcasts, in my opinion. And I just felt... their way of telling a story, and also not only that, they were very invested in the field, the recordings of behind the scenes, and incorporating that into the story. Even if they were going meeting an expert to talk about a particular subject, they would record the meeting, the opening of the door, and the meeting, and the, you know, the hellos and goodbyes and things, and they would kind of bring that focused sound in and out, and it was just a beautiful editing that I haven't really come across yet. And it was the first podcast I ever discovered, and I think it's just worth noting if people haven't heard about this podcast, that they should go do that, because it's wonderful, and there's 300 and something episodes to explore, so should be a good time if you enjoy it. One thing that I've been listening to quite a bit recently is Anya Lockwood. So she's a New Zealand-based composer, currently based in the US. And I'm listening to Thousand Year Dreaming, Floating World. And it's just magical, even the title suggests so. It's basically conch shells, didgeridoos, and kind of trombone. I think there's like clarinet and everything like that in there. And it's all about the resonant space. And in particular, the conch shell with the spaces is just beautiful. Her pieces are very improvisatory, and she works and collaborates with lots of friends with field recordings, incorporates them into her work as well. And it's something that I've found very grounding and relaxing, and I'm kind of playing on repeat at the moment. Something I'm enjoying eating at the moment is just lots of different cheeses, but I had one yesterday in a market that I visited, and it was just the most buttery, I don't know what it was, but it was the most wonderful buttery kind of saltiness, crumbly, everything you could ever want in a cheese. So if you find yourself in Cannes, please visit the Marché Fourville. It is a beautiful market every day, and they want to give you food and to try everything on every stall. So there's so many different meats and sausages and chorizo and salami and all the different types of cheeses, soft, hard, that they're just offering up to try. It's the most wonderful experience. And so I highly recommend it. And that's what I've been spending my mornings doing, walking through this market and just buying a few bits. But just it's just a beautiful little market in the centre of Cannes. I really love scent because it really associates heavily a memory for me. It can make me feel a certain way. It can bring about the memory and the feeling together. And I think for me, what scents come to mind is an omelette, just a plain omelette, you know, Julia Child style, with that quite a bit of butter. But it's that smell of the butter just, you know, ready to go. The egg is about to ready to go. And it's just this beautiful, warming home smell. I don't know. It just really grounds me. And it's kind of anywhere I am in the world, if I put on this omelette, which is just plain, but it just the smell grounds me. And I think that, I think smell is a very strong force. And it's another sense that we could be exploring in other ways as well, which could be very interesting. The Julia Child thing, you know, it's just, you know, the way she just moves around the pan and it's done. It's flipped over so beautifully. It's just all in the wrist, I'd say. But anyway, it's the smell for me. And once it's edible, it's good, you know.
The likes of composer Susan Gainey there, and she'll be back with us tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly to help us do some deep listening and indeed talking. Also on the programme, Jennifer Walsh on her meeting with the Boyo. Paddy Woodworth celebrates the macro lens of Tina Claffey and activist jewellery in Mayo. That's all in the Culture File Weekly on your radio tomorrow tea time here on RTE Lyric FM, and available via podcast at all the usual places and at a time of your choosing.